Welcome to Conscious Curiosity SD, where successful San Diego leaders share their stories of leading beyond profit and are using the influence of business to positively change the companies and communities we all work and live in. I'm your host, Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership. We unlock the power of organizations and teams to overcome tough challenges, seize new opportunities, and turn bold ideas into real-world results through strategic planning, retreats, and team workshops. We want to thank our collaborative community of business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Cause San Diego, and Be Local. We're all focused on impacting our community of San Diego through the work they do as business leaders. Welcome to the show. On today's show, we shine a light on the bold, the brilliant, the big-hearted leaders shaping San Diego's future. Today's episode is a celebration of that hope. We are joined by three remarkable guests who are bridging the gap between purpose-driven businesses and the next generation of changemakers through the Social Innovation Internship Program. We got a full house here in the podcast studio today. We're going to start out ladies first. Ramaya Mabry, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Ramaya just graduated her Master's in Social Innovation from the Kroc School at the University of San Diego. She has won multiple awards as the co-founder of NOAA and a public speaker. So welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
We also have Dr. Andrew Byros here. Andrew is the senior director of the Center for Social Innovation at the University of San Diego. Andrew is focused on advancing opportunities-focused programs, scaling purpose-driven initiatives, and fostering cross-sector partnerships across regions, including San Diego, Tijuana, and international markets. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
And last but not least, we have a past guest from Conscious Curiosity, co-chair of Conscious Capitalism, and the CEO of Lotus Sustainables, Jesse Langley. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Lotus is a B Corp on a mission to eliminate plastic from shopping to prove that life without plastic can actually be easier. As always, there are links in the show notes to get more information on our guests today. Today, I'd love to explore the past, present, and future social innovation program, if that sounds good. So Jesse, we're going to start with you. Maybe you can share a little bit about what's the history, where did this idea come from, and how did we get here today?
Great. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. And it's great to be in this room with all these beautiful people. It's a wonderful opportunity and always fun to spend time with you all. So about 3 years ago, Conscious Capitalism San Diego really focused on one of the core areas that we really have a big commitment towards, and that's education here in San Diego County. As part of that, we created what we called the San Diego Education Plan, which in essence was a curriculum-based framework that came from the film Beyond Zero, so that we could provide a curriculum that we could fund and institute in all San Diego County educational institutions, all the way from kindergarten and through graduate school, and place it in free for their use. So as part of that, we continued integration into our great universities here in San Diego, speaking opportunities and speaking with different students, and really stepped back to say, learn from them. What is the value that we could provide for these students on their path? And we thought, oh, maybe it's scholarships or maybe it's networking or what have you. And what we discovered from that data was really internships was the calling factor that students were really looking for, the next step on their journey. And so as part of that, we went around and spoke with many of the universities here in San Diego to determine where we could find that key partner that would really step into that path with us and help that journey along. And we found that partner, and that partner is University of San Diego. And it's been such a pleasure to start working with them as long as 2.5 years ago, as we started sculpting this program and identifying how could we create a social innovation internship program that really plants the seeds here in San Diego County with students that are focused on purpose-driven business that are aligned with business leaders here in the county.
Love it. So we went out and talked to all these different universities, but you guys stepped up, Andrew. So maybe talk a little bit about that. What led USD to be the lead on this?
Oh my goodness. So social innovation is, you know what, Ramaya, you have a graduate degree in social innovation, don't you?
I do.
What is social innovation, Ramaya?
It's a test.
Oh gosh. It's basically coming up with creative solutions to social issues in the world.
Oh my gosh. Nailed it. A graduate with a master's degree in social innovation from the University of San Diego in the Joan B. Kroc School of Peace Studies. And the reason, so thank you for providing a working definition for us. And University of San Diego, we are a dynamic university, obviously. And part of that dynamism is we are the only school in the United States that has a graduate school of peace studies. Over a decade ago, the then dean of the Graduate School of Peace Studies, former Dean Patricia Marquez, who's now a faculty member both at the School of Peace Studies and the School of Business, she launched this dynamic graduate degree in social innovation, the creation of new services and ideas and products that address social and environmental challenges. And that ethos really runs across the university and our many dynamic academic units, a graduate school of leadership and education studies, a graduate school of business, an engineering school, a school of nursing. And USD has embraced this, you know, what is social innovation, both from a theoretical framework and a practical framework. And it really comes down to how can we best prepare students to realize economic security for themselves and also develop skills that collectively will help us protect our democracy. That is what social innovation delivers on. And that's why we've leaned into it at USD.
I love the idea. Like, we're not just going to school to learn about it. We're actually going to go do it.
That's it.
It's not like putting your hands on things, right? To find out what's really all about.
That's how learning works.
Yeah. For Maya, if we haven't all figured out, she's the student here in the internship program. Yes. So what drew you to the program?
So I saw the HBCU Kroc School Fellowship right before I applied. My mentor, she was like, Ramiah, you have to go for this. I had no idea what social innovation was. And when I saw the fellowship, I immediately was like, I have to apply for this. Like, this is really calling out to me. So I got into the University of San Diego first. And then when I started telling people, oh, I'm going to go get my master's in social innovation, that's when I needed to learn the definition of it, because everyone's like, what is that? Like, I didn't even know you can get a master's in something like that. So when I finally started figuring out, okay, that's what social innovation means, I had worked in corporate for 2 summers right before I graduated from my undergrad at North Carolina A&T. And I really loved the people that I worked with, but the actual role in itself, like, I found myself missing out on that people element of, okay, like, I know I'm making profit here and I know that I'm helping like this business scale and I'm helping, you know, the people on my team hit their metrics and, you know, make a difference in their team, but I actually want to make a difference in the world and in the planet. And that was like a really big thing that was missing for me. And so I think when I found the social innovation program, I was like, oh, this is perfect, because it has a little bit of business in it and it still has like that entrepreneurial element, but it mostly puts like people and planet and profit too, like as a trifold. I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go for it. And when I got into USD and then I got the fellowship, it was, and honestly, was so aligned.
So what led to getting involved with the internship program? What drew you to that?
So Frances is actually, you know, she's the assistant dean at the Kroc School. And she was like an immediate advocate for me as soon as I got to USD. And she like told me about it. And she's like, hey, in the spring semester, we're going to be having an internship that I think you would really be great for. And then I had already kind of knew Andrew because I did the Fowler Business Challenge my fall semester. So we had met through that. And I was like, oh, okay, Andrew, you know, he's leading it. He's cool.
Yes, and I tried. Thank you.
Yeah. And I was like, he's cool. So, and then I saw the companies that were on there and I saw the B Corps were on there and I saw, there were just like so many great options that were on the list for the internships. And I just knew I wanted to apply. And I had already had 2 people that were like, you know, pushing me to apply and telling me like, this would be a really great opportunity for you. So that's what led me to apply.
Again, back to the hands-on side of things. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So essentially you get out of school, you went to work and said, this is not quite as fulfilling as I'd like it to be. Mm-hmm. You wanted some more, right? A little more purpose in it all. And here you are. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
Andrew, you do a lot of the heavy lifting in this whole program. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what's the program look like? What's the timing? What's this all about?
Oh my gosh. The heavy lifting is only accomplished because we have multiple partners in hands doing that lifting. And I'm sitting across from one looking at Jesse right now in the Conscious Capitalism chapter of San Diego. So what Ramiah experienced was 2 years into our program development. So Jesse and the team from Conscious Capitalism came to us and said, we want to start an internship program. And I said, great, let's first go and learn how others are doing it really well. So we reached out to our network across the United States. This isn't rocket science. We're not coming up with the notion of place-based learning opportunities. And we spoke with really brilliant folks at University of Texas at Austin, at Santa Clara University, just a shout out to 2 of my colleagues, took from them what was working in their program development. And we launched a pilot. So this was 2 years ago, where we had 2 students working at 3 companies, and they were doing it as part of a course credit. They had a really wonderful experience. We learned how that process worked. We iterated on it. And then going into this past year, our official year 1 launch, we received funding from the Prebys Foundation to really scale this opportunity for students, to make sure that students were being paid an equitable wage, had rideshare credits so they could get to the place where they were working, really important, and also develop networking opportunities to grow and develop their own network. So we had a pilot, we had the funding, and then the matching process actually takes the entire fall. So we reached out to San Diego's purpose-driven organizations. These are for-profit entities that address a social or environmental good, as well as nonprofits that have a social enterprise component. These are the types of organizations our students want to work at and with. And we said, share a project with us that you would like a student intern to work on. What are your core values? What's your mission? We put together a menu of 10 really brilliant companies, create an application for students, and then share that with all of our University of San Diego students. All students, whether they're graduate students, undergrads, could apply. And in fact, we had nearly 2,000 clicks of that application.
2,000?
2,000. This is a school. We have roughly 9,000 students.
So wow.
Holy cow.
There's some interest.
Oh my gosh. The demand was serious because we said, hey, we're going to pay you to work at a purpose-driven organization. Who doesn't want that opportunity? Right, Ramaya?
Yes.
Yeah. So
she learned.
She learned. So we sent out this application. Ultimately, we had over 100 students filled out the entire application, which asked them to rank choice the four companies that they wanted to most work with, answer short questions, upload their CV, upload a short video of themselves. We then scored the student applications using a standardized rubric. I apologize, I've been talking this long and I have failed to mention my partner, another partner in this, the Career Development Center at the University of San Diego and their senior director, Matt Yepitz, who very much is a partner in the entire facilitation of this great program. So he and I scored all of the student applications. And then we shared 2 to 3 students who scored very high with the business leaders because we wanted the business leaders to have agency, to have control over who they're ultimately going to be welcoming onto their team. Those business leaders interviewed the 2 to 3 candidates and then they had the opportunity, they had the choice to say, this is the student that I wanted. That entire process takes most of the fall. And it's so important so that there is a really great match between students, their values, their skills, and the organization. And then spring rolls around and that's when the work begins.
Well, that's an amazing amount of work to do all that. Large pool of people, shrinking that down, actually putting the students to work. You can't just go, yeah, raise my hand. I want to go do this. I mean, they had to put some work into this to make that happen, but then filter through that and actually let the company sort through their top 3 candidates.
Yeah. I think
that's amazing.
Jesse, you can speak to this. You pushed hard for that aspect as well as the in-person component. This isn't just a, hey, have a student and have them file papers. This is a rich experience we're trying to design.
Yeah, definitely. It's super important because what we're building in this program is a true ecosystem. You know, San Diego is a proving ground for the nation, actually the globe, on how we can really elevate humanity through business. And it's starting with the students who are choosing purpose and a paycheck, right? And the importance of that and recognizing that this model works because it's scalable, right? And that's what we've noticed going from 3 companies to 10 to over doubling it for next year. Yeah. And being able to have not just one student, one project, but one shift in the company. Now you multiply that by 10 and you don't just have to have transformation, you start having a movement. Mm-hmm. And that's what this starts becoming. As we see, this generation is so much more compelled to be engaged and active and looking for authenticity. And so that's what we are really focused on here in San Diego as business leaders, is how can we help cultivate and grow those students?
So Jesse, if you haven't figured this out, besides being the co-chair of Conscious Capitalism and the CEO of Lotus, Lotus was one of the participating companies. So as a CEO, why engage? What's the pitch there?
Definitely. So not only were we a participating company, but Ramaya was our intern. So I had extra special kinship with Ramaya. Now, one of the main reasons why a business leader should engage in this is that purpose-driven business isn't a fringe idea. It's the future of competitive advantage. It's San Diego businesses have the chance of really leading the nation and proving that conscious capitalism does scale. And it can be disrupted by the next generation or that really wants to co-create it with them in that same regard. Now, these internships are front row seat to what the future of business is. As a business leader, you know, this work just isn't about charity. It's about clarity. It's about competitive advantage. It's about being in the driver's seat of seeing what the generation is looking at. And that's where transformation comes from. That's where innovation comes from. It's super important that we continue as business leaders in San Diego County to seed our marketplace. Mm-hmm. All of these students that are graduating are looking for jobs, right, Ramaya?
Yes.
And so it's super important that we not only provide a pathway for these students, but we are cultivating these students as they are potential and future employees for all the San Diego-based businesses. We don't want these students to go to other parts of the country. We have a wonderful university system here. It's important that these students stay here. And no better way for a business leader to engage and be part of the future and the legacy of it than to help be part of this internship program.
Yeah. You know, Deloitte did a study came out last year that asked millennials and Gen Z, what do you look for in a job in your professional career? 86% of Gen Z, 87% of millennials. I'm a millennial, so maybe it matters one tick more than you or Maya. A sense of purpose is wildly important to those groups when it comes to their professional endeavors. And Ramaya, we were talking before, you're currently looking for a full-time position. Yes.
She's available, everybody.
And what do you want out of that position?
Yeah, a sense of purpose. I feel like you put that perfectly, because at the end of the day, like, we are not what we do. And like, all we have when we leave this earth is what people can say. Oh, Ramaya was this person. Oh, Jeff was that person. Oh, Andrew was this person. Oh, Jesse was this person. And all we leave behind is our legacy. And I think at the end of the day, like, if we just woke up every day and lived for ourselves, like, we wouldn't have electricity, we wouldn't have water, like, or clean water, for instance. And so a sense of purpose really allows us to make movements and to innovate and to make the world a better place. And why not do that? Like, why not do that in your everyday life? Why not wake up every day with that idea of, like, actually, even if it's just a small change that I make today, or even if it's a small impact that I get to impart on this person's life, like, why not wake up with that mentality? So I think just kind of having that why behind everything that you do is very important. And I can just speak to my why personally. So right before I moved to San Diego, my grandma actually, like, passed away like a month before. And she was like the most important person to me in my entire life. Obviously, that was very hard. But at the same time, she is my why. Because when I came to USD, like, in the back of my head, all the things she instilled in me, all the values that she instilled in me, allowed me to make USD a better campus and really pushed for me to fight for food security, which is something that I really care about. Because she lived a life where she lived very far away from a grocery store. And so just seeing that and seeing that gap even here in San Diego, like, makes me want to help people. So I think having a sense of purpose in what you do is important, but also just, like, looking at the people around you who really care about you and who have instilled values in you really also can give you a sense of, like, okay, well, why am I on this earth and how can I make the world a better place?
Well, it's, like, really interesting. I think the younger generations are demanding to have purpose in the work that they do. Mm-hmm. But the reality is everybody wants purpose. I think Gallup has been taking the survey for 20 plus years, asking the question, do you find work meaningful? And unfortunately, like, 80% say no. So here's this thing we spend the majority of our time doing and we don't find meaning in it. Mm-hmm. What an opportunity for the business leaders, as Jesse was talking about. So here's a question for the three of you. You can fight over who goes first. So out of this last program, the last round that we just did, what was your big, kind of like, maybe it's their story of, like, what was the biggest surprise or unexpected outcome for you?
I'll step in first just because.
They look very confused.
And it was an interaction I had with Ramaya. And it was so beautiful because we touched base weekly, sometimes twice a week, on various projects that she was working on. And after one of the calls, she asked, hey, can we stay on just the two of us? Because one of our other team members, Allison Arzen, was part of the team as well and managing her through this process. So I said, sure. And she had some really insightful questions for me, questions that I was not expecting. Just tell me more about your leadership style. Tell me how you more effectively manage. Tell me, just really trying to dig in and truly understand not only how I was as a leader, but who I was as a person. And that was really surprising. I was so charmed to feel that company and to be part of those questions. It really had me step back and realize, you know, not only how insightful Ramaya is, but just how she goes about looking at different things, like what drives her, how she truly wants to understand who that other person is and how to navigate and how to best show up. And so that was a big surprise to me and I'm super grateful.
Wow. Love that. You know, the old internship, people always think, oh, we bring in this college kid, we'll put them in filing papers or do something like that. No. That's not what this looks like at
all. Not USD students. No way.
Not at all. I love it. All right. You too. Who's up?
What surprised me? So this was open. This will continue to be open to all USD students. So we had three students that were sophomores. And with a lot of the programs that we facilitate. You know, we organize a global business plan competition for college and university students all around the world. Sometimes with that endeavor like this, folks think, oh, it'll be the graduate students who will, they'll be chosen just because, simply because of their age. And like I said, we scored all the students, all the applicants with the standardized rubric. We had the companies choose, and the fact that it was two current sophomores, now rising USD juniors, that were selected, really, I guess it did surprise me. And I'm grateful because they will be champions for us as we grow this program and reach even more students. What didn't surprise me, and I just have to plug this here, is that 100% satisfaction rate, both for students and businesses and organizations. Well, we're going to put out an impact report, but holy cow, just the feedback that we got both from the students and business leaders was unsurprising, yet still certainly remarkable.
I definitely saw that in our closing party when everybody had a chance to kind of speak and mingle and talk. Everyone was very, very happy. And the people that were there as guests went, what is this program? I want to get involved in this thing. So yeah, definitely. Yes.
I think my biggest shock was the selection process and how thorough that was, because there were only 10 interns who were selected. And I honestly feel so grateful and blessed to have been one of them. But I think sometimes when you go in, like, I'm definitely like a dive in head first kind of person. So I'm always like, even if I don't get this, like, I'm still going to try and still put my best foot forward. And I think just having the opportunity to be selected and be a part of this like very enriching experience was honestly very profound, because I got to learn a lot about myself. I got to learn a lot about Lotus and the people on my team. And just getting that B Corp experience was just something I was literally learning about in the classroom in the fall. And then in the spring, I'm like working with one. So just to see that like full circle moment and to see the excitement around it also was really, it made me excited, because I was like, wait, there were only 10 people? Like, that's crazy. So yeah, that was exciting. Just being in person, I think, is always really great too. And having that like experience to network and meet other people who are also in the same boat as you. Because like sometimes, and I kind of said this at the closing, but sometimes like you can have imposter syndrome in certain positions like this, because you're like, wait, like, I don't think I know what I'm doing. But in reality, like, you do. And me and Jesse even talked about this, but he was like, we hired you for a reason. Like in that interview, like, I saw in you what I liked and I thought you could bring to the table. And so I think just kind of like leading with that and realizing like I was selected for a reason, and having that confidence in yourself is really important. Because yeah, I came in like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Like, am I capable? And it's crazy too, because a lot of other interns share that they felt the exact same way. So
it should be a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, plunging into something new, right? Exactly. There should be a little bit of hesitation.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did like that I could just like dive in headfirst and just really get immersed in the culture so fast, because it really is only 10 weeks and it feels like 10 weeks. So that was really fun.
Another component that I think is really important to this program is that, and what I heard from students who don't traditionally think of themselves as business leaders or working for a for-profit entity, seeing how they can take their passions and fold that into an organization that, yes, is making a profit, is realizing economic security for themselves and the folks who work a part of that organization. And here's how I can contribute. That is so wildly important for the future of higher education, to speak grandiosely or with grandiosity. Because, you know, students show up, they pay tuition. Tuition is very expensive. $1.77 trillion of student debt exists in our country. We have to deliver on what we offer students, which is, how can you learn durable skills, take what you care about, and how does that transfer into economic security for yourself and your family? And that's what we are doing at the University of San Diego.
That was a meaningful job.
Yes, exactly.
Change the numbers in that survey.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the future? Where are we going with this? I'm not sure who wants to respond on this one, but what's next? What's the dreams and the hopes?
Well, we're learning a lot. We learned a lot from this program cycle. Yeah. You know, we learned that Ramaya really values the cohort, her existing students and friends that are going through this program. So how can we better educate them in networking situations? How can we hold some other classes to help them integrate into business other than throw them into a project? We've also learned that the business leaders and the business community want to engage with each other and have lessons learned through this practice and learn. Because at the end of the day, we all are a community. And the more that we can really lean into supporting each other and growing with each other continues to show that the results will be there. And we just looking at how we can continue to take these lessons into the future and build this as a program that's scalable. Like what we're doing in San Diego County is amazing. And we're writing the playbook right now that can be leveraged basically for any city in the world where we have this blueprint that says this is the way to go about really cultivating and empowering purpose-driven leaders for the future.
I'm glad you mentioned the playbook, Jesse, because we started this conversation. I noted two institutions who shared their playbook with us. You know, I'm an educator by trade and training, and what I love and appreciate about education is that it's not zero sum, that the learning that happens at UC San Diego or San Diego State or Point Loma does not take away from the learning that happens at University of San Diego. And so we need to share what works, and we need to share the scaffolds, the how-tos, the here's the application, here's how we ask this question. So we got the type of answer that we were seeking from students. You know, check-ins are really important when you get going, but then you can kind of take your foot off the gas. It's that very basic playbook, to use this term, that yes, we are writing, we want to share with other education institutions that want to replicate this work and tailor it to their unique contexts. And that ground laying will allow us to scale. So what's next? Well, as we go into year two of our social innovation internship, supported by the Prebis Foundation and their generosity, where we can pay students for their work, wildly important, we're going to double in size. So we're going to have 20 plus USD student interns and 20 plus purpose-driven organizations going into 25, 26. And like I shared, this process starts now, where we're sourcing companies and organizations who want to be on the bus with us and want as great a student as Ramaya was, now an alumnus. And so if you're listening to this and you're a purpose-driven business leader, you run a nonprofit that has a social enterprise component, get in touch with us because we want you on our team.
Love it. We're starting a movement. It's always been my goal. I want to be part of a movement before I check out.
you're on the team too.
I'm in it. Any thoughts?
I can speak from a student perspective. The selection process being as thorough as it is a really great thing. And I think sometimes people can get discouraged by a number because they're like, oh, they're only selecting this amount of people, so I shouldn't apply. Like, don't discount your strengths. Don't discount your skills and your gifts and your talents. Like, if you are feeling called to something, you're feeling called to it for a reason. So if you're a student listening to this, then just go for it. Like, apply. You never know what's on the other side of that. Even if you don't get it, like, there's still other opportunities out there for you that could match you just as much as this internship. And for the students that end up getting it, don't go in with the mindset of like, oh, am I good enough for this? Or can I do this? Because like I said earlier, like you were selected for a reason and your employer, whoever's interviewing you, they saw that in you when they selected you. So just know that you have it within you, like the gifts and the talents are there and you're capable.
If you can run Andrew's gauntlet, you've made it. You should feel good about this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Perfect. So what's one other big thought? Anything that I should be asking about relative to the program that we haven't touched on here?
I just think engagement. You know, that's really what it boils down to. You know, if we want future generations to thrive, we need to teach them now that capitalism can serve, not just extract, right? That lesson starts with us and it starts here. And it doesn't take much to just start getting involved, but we all have to get involved and play our role within this.
Yes. Democracy is an active sport. Making sure markets work is an active sport. Making sure that we have the talent pipeline. Jesse, you spoke to that here in San Diego, where our graduates can realize economic security for themselves and their families. It's going to take a team. One big thought, you know, I think this endeavor is an example of the value proposition of higher education going forward. This type of rich experience that connects students with a network that they otherwise might not have access to. And I can't believe we've been sitting around a table talking into mics this long and the topic of generative AI has not come up yet. And still, sitting in a classroom and getting talked at and writing a 10-page essay cannot be the future of learning or education. It will not be. It is inefficient and just a waste of students' time. And so developing these types of immersive experiences for students, when they provide their attention to us, right, Ramaya, you moved across the country to be here in San Diego at the University of San Diego. That is a wild amount of attention you devoted to us as educators, as partners. I'm motioning to Jesse and Jeff right now. So thank you for investing your time in us and we, as the adults and the educators and the community partners, we have to deliver something that's worthwhile. And it's these types of experiences, it's networks, and it's the ability to develop metacognitive skills. I can, I will, I can work on a team collaboratively. I can problem solve. I can fail, and it's not the worst thing in the world. I can get up and tomorrow I will try again. That's the purpose of college.
I love the fact you made a comment too, making connections. Jesse and I had lunch prior to this, and we were talking about, I was at my granddaughter's graduation party, and he was talking about his daughter, the importance of who you know, right? When it comes time to get a job, this gets you engaged with people that are out here in the working space and getting to know you. And that's critical in finding that next job.
And that's how you dispel inequities in our society. Because if that doesn't happen, then you're just going to, you know, talk with the people who look like you and live around you. And that's how inequality festers.
One shout out I want to make is that you brought up Prebis twice. Grant Oliphant, who's the CEO of Prebis, has been on the show. So if you want to know more about Prebis, go check out that show. And I'm happy to say at the event the other day, many of the companies that were represented in the program have been on the podcast. So if you want to know what these companies look like, check out the podcast. Well, I always like to end with a question that's like, what's the big idea? So we've been talking here for 35 minutes. And if someone's riding the car and they're getting out, what's the one thing you want them to remember? And it could be about the program, could be about anything. Totally wide open. What's the one big thought?
Ramaya is hireable. Yep. She wants to stay here in San Diego.
Yeah. There we go.
We're going to follow that up with Ramaya.
Honestly, it's really hard.
I think, you know, again, just to reiterate, the opportunity is now. We really need to engage in this. And when I say this, it's this dialogue that we're having around purpose-driven business and the opportunity to be a force for good. And sometimes for business leaders out there, having an intern can be more work than what it's worth. And that's a reality in some cases. And the reality around this work that you put in this internship program is a 10x multiplier. Because these students want to thrive. They want to strive and look for that purpose-driven work moving forward. So I just ask any business leader out in San Diego County, if you have a desire to see a future business that you want in your community, this is a program to get involved in.
For sure.
Hear, 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 hear to that. We got to grow. We got to double in size. We got to find those purpose-driven businesses. I want to echo Jesse's sentiment and give Ramaya a little bit more time to think, although I will underline looking for employment opportunities in San Diego. The big idea or the big thing I'd love for people to take away is that if any of this sounds exciting, if you are into opening doors and pathways for young people with purpose-driven organizations, finding solutions to the world's most pressing challenges, if you're into being a part of an institution that is focused on what the future of learning looks like and how it can serve the region and also continue to put San Diego on a global scale, then the University of San Diego is for you. I want you to get in touch with us, with me personally, and we will find ways for you to be in the mix.
Awesome.
Okay, I finally thought of mine. So our gifts and our talents were given to us, but I do believe that the purpose of our life is to give those gifts and talents away and to help others and to make the world a better place. And I feel like I keep saying that, but it's true. And I think, yes, this was an internship and, you know, yes, you know, I went to University of San Diego and got my master's, but it's like, what am I actually going to do with that? And how am I going to use the skills that I developed and the lessons that I learned and the connections that I made to actually go forth and make others' lives better because I learned something and I took something away from those experiences. And now I can like actually make impact in the world around me. So like, just don't hold on to the things that we learn. Don't like gatekeep and keep it to yourself because we're meant to share the wealth of knowledge that we gain and the wealth of experiences that we have throughout our life.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice. I'll wrap that with going to the kickoff event and the closing event. Just amazed on the students that I met. I mean, it made me feel like the future is going to be okay, right? I watch the news and I'm like, oh, man, what's going to kill me? AI, wars, what's going to get me? Mm-hmm. But I go there and I meet these students. I go, oh my goodness, who are these people? And you just met one of them, so you know what I'm talking about. They all look like that. So absolutely amazing. Well, Ramaya, Andrew, Jesse, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate all this work that you're doing. Really having an impact here in San Diego, and I can see we're going to go global with this thing. So keep up the great work, and Ramaya's looking for a job. So don't forget that. That's our show for today. And if you enjoyed it, please subscribe, comment, and most importantly, share the podcast with a friend. Again, special thanks to our collaborative community of San Diego business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Be Local, Cause San Diego, who are all using the influence of business to positively impact our very own community of San Diego. I'm Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership saying, until next time, go do what you do. Go do what you do best, for we're all counting on you.